Roadkill had just been talking about things that you should be doing to, like, drink with your coworkers.
The unspoken rules of drinking with your younger coworkers.
Things
that you need to take into consideration. We already did give yourself a time limit, when to leave, find a common ground, realize that everybody's got bills to pay, and some people may have relationship problems. Might be a wife, might be a girlfriend. We didn't get to keep at your own pace. This one is very important.
Oh, smart, you have
yeah.
to.
Like, there's like a time, well, like Kelly Brown brought up at my St. What is it? Halloween party.
Your Saint Halloween party.
That was that kind of night. It was a Saint Halloween party.
The Halloween party, I kind of went above and beyond what I normally do. Because in my older age, I've slowed down quite a bit drinking. But that night, I tried to act like I was 20 again.
Oh, you did. You acted
But you know what?
Way.
Every once in a while, it's okay. And I think it's you do that. When we do the boat cruises, I go out. Greg picks me up, and I like to have a good time.
Let loose.
You know,
you have to.
Yes.
You got to let the stress
go. Chances are you really can't do the four shots and expect to be looking fresh at 8:30 in the morning. You may want to take it easy, plan ahead, say, hey, listen, you know, if I've got a sitter, remember, you still at some point have to go home.
And you have to wake up.
And you have
that
to
was
wake
word,
up.
But
yeah, you had an event the next morning.
Two of them. I went and sat in a hot tub, though, for 2 hours at Abundant Life.
And it's funny because it gets a little weird because they say, you know, take one drink, then drink lots of seltzer water. And it says your coworkers will not realize that you're drinking soda. They'll just be too focused on themselves.
Well, and see, that one kind of bums me out because I don't feel like you should have to hide
pretend.
The fact that you're not yeah. drinking. I feel like if you want to have a beer and then you want to have a water, that's what you do. There are certain times when people hide that they're not drinking because maybe they're
pregnant.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't think there should be any judgment because you don't drink as much as the other people around.
Because, I mean, Laura fooled me years ago. We did a beer event, and I thought we were getting hammered together. Only one of us was drinking.
That was the funniest thing. I was like, I was pregnant. He goes, no, we were just drinking together. I was pretending.
Oh, we were at NASCAR, and everybody's hounding us down. They're like, give them this, this. I had to drink it all.
Yep. My care. Here's another
team
beer.
Player.
I took one for the team.
She did.
And the last one is be yourself. It isn't time to stand on top of the table and act like an idiot. Just be yourself.
That's all you ever
Sit
need
back
to be.
And enjoy yourself.
I like that. I like that message.
It's hard sometimes, I think, when people want to drink with... See, drinking and mingling with the coworkers is sometimes hard, too, because you don't know what's going to... Like, I was in a situation where I was with maybe a boss figure at a party that was outside of work, and maybe I was really intoxicated, and then I thought about it later. I'm like, could I get in trouble? But it wasn't a work function.
Right.
But when they see you outside of your element, and then you are a little more carefree. Hmm.
Well, I like what this says, too. Like, if you talk in a different way, the things that make you yourself, own them. If
yep.
you talk, you know, you have different... slang, or you say things in a different way. That's a way of teaching each other new things. That's
and if
good.
You're looking for crowd-pleasing conversations, touch upon cooking, sports, exercise, travel. Don't know anything about any of those.
I was
really.
Gonna say, how are you sparking a conversation, Roquel? You have anything?
Yeah. Not really. No.
Hey, that metal band.
Hey, have you ever heard of that metal band? And most of them are like, no, I listen to Pink Floyd. Or just Pink. Yeah,
it was great.
Yeah. So, and just be yourself. Talk about things. Everybody has family members. Everybody has parents. Well, most people have parents and kids. You can always find something to talk about.
You're so PC.
And I think that work hanging out is important. I think it's important to hang out, even if it's just in the building, getting out and talking to people.
Yeah.
That's how you build like a team atmosphere.
I think so, too. And like our offices do like parties.
There's air quotes around that.
Yeah, we do little, like, the grilled cheese party that they have and things like that. And after hours, we have a few cocktails together. And I think it's good to loosen up.
Yeah.
And then you get to see maybe what people are outside of work.
Oh, I'm actually dealing with.
Yes, because sometimes at work, they're very uptight people. And you're thinking, oh, it's all they want to do is work. And then you see them after a couple grilled cheeses. And you're like, oh, they're cool.
I like the up. After a couple grilled cheeses, things begin to loosen. I like when you go and that person is always the uptight one, and all of a sudden they get a beer or two in them, and then all of a sudden they're like chatty. You've never even.
Do you think that's me? Do you think some people think of me as uptight?
You're always chatty.
You're always You just get believe it or not, chattier. But I feel like sometimes I get chattier.
You definitely do.
You know, it's. I don't think it's not bad. When you become fun, Laura, it's not, hey, want to wrestle.
But you transition a lot of that
Maybe
energy
it is.
Into dancing.
Yes.
There's a lot of body movements that aren't normally happening.
When 2 weeks ago when we talked about, like, what's your tell? And people, you should know if I'm drinking because of, you'll start seeing me wiggle more. I do a lot of gyrating. I don't know. I move more when I have a few in me.
She gets very low to the ground. All of her dance moves are like quad workouts. Cause yeah. She's like,
that's what I wear myself every day. I'm always working out. I'm trying.
That's true. I didn't realize this was an exercise. I thought we were just dancing.
You say you're chattier. You don't, like, besides this job where you have to talk, if we're off the air and that light's off, you're not chatty.
Not saying anything.
Ever.
Yeah.
Just, yeah, and even now.
Yeah, it's I don't know. But I become more chattier while I've been drinking.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. I would agree with that.
Well, I think everybody in the room is a good drinker.
I think we're all pretty well-versed.
Yeah. I mean, there's...
Because I know Andy sometimes would want to fight.
It depends what I drink if I want to fight.
Okay. So, like, beer.
Oh, no. I'm cool with beer. I'm cool with white wine. Red wine makes me way more... giggly, touchy.
Really?
Things are strange when I drink red wine.
Let's get some red wine.
Yeah.
Things are a little weird.
Let's make it a weird day today.
So champagne makes me a little more...
Champagne gets me going. I don't know what it is about the champagne.
It doesn't make me fight, though, but...
No.
Harder boozes, I think. Whiskey is mellow, but if I'm pounding whiskey, then I'm going to want to fight.
Maybe that's where it went wrong. Yep. Pounding.
Okay, excellent.
Yeah, there's some drinking. Why? Do you have any weird alcohol? You only drink beer.
I drink beer, but I mean, in my younger days, it would be, you know, hard liquor. But then you throw up a few times, and you're like, I'm all set with that. Like, I don't care if I ever drink screwdrivers again.
I'll never drink tequila. Yeah.
I remember going and visiting my buddy who was a bartender, and he's like, oh, screwdrivers. And then I went home and it was sick, and still to this day, I can drink orange juice, but screwdriver?
Oh,
I was
going
to say, that's terrible. Yep. All the acid.
Immediately,
the
back of my nose remembers that when I get sick so many times. Oh, no.
Captain Morgan and Fruit Punch. It'll never happen again. Don't know why it happened. Don't know why it did it.
Ooh.
Had way too much of it, and I... No.
Yeah, no tequila, no margaritas, nothing like that.
Yeah.
That'll be bad.
Okay.
Yeah, then I might punch you.
Okay. Self buy some red wine.
At this point, we're getting red wine for everything.
Okay. We are going to come back with news and traffic and keep you updated on what's going on out there on the roads. And then, I think we're going to play a game. We'll see. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
It's a show by children for children.
Fat face, you! You stick classy.
This is Greg in the Morning Buzz.